This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Gordon, that's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Oh, what a Olsen on the carry. Picks up a yard. Brings up third down and goal. Oh, those sounds of high school football for the 21st year. ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Shappy, play action, fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in, dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline, made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, three-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught by Lehman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Lehman made a spectacular catch far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They've got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. Their running backs, I can't stress enough, you know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. He's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made. And the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach at Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on ScoresBroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field. Open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebackers, snared it on the dead run. Inside the 20, he was off to the races. First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. Something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this is our high school football game of the week here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Beautiful night at Minster. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Big contest in the Midwest Athletic Conference. St. Henry with just one loss. Number one in its region in Division 7, meeting Minster 3-2 on the year. 13th in the Southwest region in D7. As I said, St. Henry right up near the top. Number two in its region. If the year ended today and the playoffs were next week, Minster would be on the outside looking in. Minster needs computer points, and it could start tonight. It would get a bundle by beating St. Henry. Meanwhile, the Redskins want to remain among the top four in the region and get a playoff bye in week 11. Brandon, a lot on the line, more than you might think.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Jack. And St. Henry, after that good start, obviously that lone blemish against Marion. But if St. Henry can get a win tonight, they got a pair of 0-5 teams the next couple weeks in Parkway and St. John's before closing with New Bremen in Versailles. So a lot on the line for both these teams here tonight. and you look on the Minster side, man, they have a gauntlet to end here, and the two of the teams that they beat haven't won a game yet in Fort Marmion Parkway. So Minster needs to get some computer points. The opportunity is there for them tonight, but it's a gauntlet to end, Jack. After this week, they've got New Bremen, or they've got, or St. Minster, sorry, excuse me, it's got New Bremen, Versailles, Marion, and Fort Recovery to end. So if Minster's need, if Minster wants to get in the playoffs, getting a win tonight will get them a lot of computer points.
Our game so far this year here on scoresbroadcast.com have featured some very good quarterbacks, no exception this evening. Carson Kaler for Minster, the sophomore, 265 yards rushing on the year, 5 touchdowns, 63 for 106 through the air, 10 TDs up top. Charlie Whirling, 6'2", 210, a senior for St. Henry. He has rushed for 671 yards, 9 touchdowns on the ground, 28 for 59 through the air, averaging less than 80 yards in pass completions per game, 3 touchdowns throwing. Bread and butter for St. Henry, use that offensive line and rush the football.
Yeah, and just want that smash-mouth football here from St. Henry, that old classic St. Henry teams that we remember from the 90s and early 2000s that have been so dominant. St. Henry, if they can play that smash-mouth football, control the line of scrimmage, I think that's going to go a long way for them here tonight. And games are still won and lost in the trenches. I know we all talk about the skill athletes on the outside a lot of the times, but football games are still won and lost in the trenches. And you look at this team warming up, they are big size along both lines going both ways compared to a typical high school football team.
Given that, let's take a look at the St. Henry starting lineup offensively. As Brandon noted, size dominates, 240, 280, 240, 230, 6'2", 6'2", 6'3", 6 feet on that offensive front for St. Henry. The quarterback, Charlie Whirling, sizable young man at QB, 6'2", 210, a senior. Will Speck, running back, 150-pounder, 5'9", sophomore. Owen Zimmerman, tight end, 220, 6'4", a senior. The wideouts, Carter LaGuire, returns from injury. That's a plus for St. Henry, 6'1", 175, a senior. Braden Heath, a wideout, 6'1", 195, a senior. And Landon Schwartz, 6'3", 180, a sophomore. Along the offensive line, the tight end, Owen Zimmerman, 6'4", 220, a senior. The tackles, Nick Layfeld, 6'3", 240, a junior, and Anderson Kramer, 6'2", 215, a senior. The guards, Henry Putoff, 6'2", 280, a senior, and Gale Schwartz, 6 feet tall, 230, a senior. The center, Jake Schwederman, 6'2", 230, and a senior. Head coach Seth Whiting of Minster said this St. Henry offensive line is big, not only for D7, but for D6, yeah. D5, D4, D3, D2, even D1.
I talked to a coach from Salina that played them week one, and of course Salina's in the WBL, and he told me that is the biggest offensive line we might see the whole year, and of course they play in the WBL. So, I mean, that size is going to be big for Minster just to battle with here tonight, and that they're going to have to get around here tonight. And that's why St. Henry's got this vaunted rushing attack that we've highlighted here early in the pregame.
For Minster, the QB, as we've noted already, Carson Kaler, 6 feet, or I should say 5'10", 165, a sophomore. Dominic Meyer, the feature running back, 5'11", 185, a senior. Jace Hemmelgarn at fullback, 5'9", 170, a senior. Your wideouts, Noah Schwederman, 6'4", 200-pounder, a senior. Andrew Kettner, 6'3", 160, a senior. And Tyler Bergman, who's having an outstanding season, 5'9", 165, and a junior. Big Cole Albers, your tight end, 6'7", 235, a senior. Along the offensive line, the tackles, Caden Bergman, 6'2", 245, a sophomore. Jacob Davis, 6'4", 235, a soft. The tackles, or I should say the guards, are Grady Hine, 5'10", 215, a senior, and Carter Cordy, 6'2", 215, a senior, and the center, Andrew Frimmel, 6'1", 215, a freshman. That is your opening starting lineup for the Minster Wildcats, coached by Seth Whiting. Josh Werling, a former assistant to Coach Luthman here at St. Henry, is in his second year as the head man. Josh played high school football at St. Henry, and he was on the state champs back in the early 2000s, two seasons, in fact.
Yeah, with Coach Jeff Starkey, of course, in the mid-2000s, 2004, in their last state title they won in 2006. And very eager again in his second year to build this St. Henry program back up to the top of the MAC.
We will hear from both head coaches in just a few minutes. Brandon, it is a phenomenal night for high school football.
Can't beat it.
Temperature upper 70s, no wind, bright blue sky, not a cloud up above. Couldn't ask for a better last Friday of September for high school gridiron action.
Exactly, and it's my first time being in this newly renovated Minster Press Box. It's beautiful in here. Climate controlled and everything, and we are spoiled up here tonight. It's going to be a great one, Jack.
All I need is steak and mashed potatoes.
Hey, I think don't get too greedy.
We've got both coaches next, as we promised. It's Minster St. Henry, big game in the MAC tonight. St. Henry 4-1, Minster 3-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And so many thanks to Osgood, located in Rushi now. Of course, Fort Loramie and Chickasaw and Osgood and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank now in Rushi. Osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Minster wants to mix in a few successful forward passes with a good running game. St. Henry will like to control the ball, control the clock, and run it down your throat. Minster's defense has got to get off the field and slow down the Redskins' rushing attack. Those are the key building components of tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two teams here this evening. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Seth Whiting, head coach at Minster, saw his team stumble last week to Coldwater, a youthful Westminster team started the season somewhat inexperienced, and despite some bumps in the road the first week of the campaign, Coach Whiting said his team is developing and coming right along.
Well, we started out kind of as we assumed we would, you know, with a lot of first-year varsity starters. You know, your first couple weeks are going to be a little bit messy. But we progressed pretty quick after week one. You know, despite the way the Columbus Afrocentric score looks, you know, our kids came out on fire and played hard. We just couldn't hang on to it. You know, they had some really talented football players, and we struggled in space with them. You know, then we came back and played a solid football game against Anna. Played four quarters, you know, we were progressing well and came out and did some good things against Parkway. And last week we took a little bit of a step backwards. So no excuse for it, but no explanation for it either. You know, our kids were as frustrated as our coaching staff was. And, you know, we talked about it Saturday and addressed some issues and some concerns. And, you know, we're back to work this week getting after it. You know, our focus has been, you know, predominantly on getting better at what we do every day. Obviously, we break down our opponents and we tendency and do what we need to do to be prepared. You know, but we're pushing the kids really hard just to be able to be a little bit better every day than they were the day before. Be the best team at getting better daily is what our push is.
Hey, Anna beats Coldwater. Coldwater beats Minster. Minster beats Anna, all within a month's time frame. I guess the one word simple answer is parity in the MAC.
Yeah, the conference does have great parity this year. I think, you know, obviously, Marion Local's undefeated right now, and St. Henry and Versailles and Bremen, and those guys are all playing good ball, and Coldwater's back on the upswing. But it is an interesting conference when the teams are all beating each other at different times, and there's some unexpected wins and some unexpected losses, and you know, it makes for you know, if you don't have a horse in the race and you're just watching good high school football, you're doing yourself a disservice not finding your way over to this side of Ohio.
But I would say for sure the entire MAC is more compressed, tighter fit top to bottom, quality of clubs closer together maybe than in quite a few years.
Yeah, I think we're all compressed pretty tightly together in the middle of the pack there. You know, I think the last couple years you've had, you know, two or three of us kind of way toward the top, and then, you know, our normal middle section, then a couple people down toward the bottom. But I remind people all the time that a MAC team that's having a bad year is a dangerous high school football team. And St. John's last year's case in point.
Like, yeah.
MAC football's it's a different animal, and there's tons of good football in Ohio. That's not what I'm saying. You know, I'm not putting us on a pedestal, but just from a competitive standpoint, from an execution standpoint, from a top-to-bottom level of coaching, you know, I just it's a really fun place to coach and conference to be a part of. And, you know, we're blessed to get to live in the communities we live in and play the sports we get to play here.
And which young men on the Minster football team are performing really well right now at midseason?
I think up front for us, you know, we lost some guys that have been playing for 3 and 4 years, and you know, some seniors that haven't spent a lot of time on the field are having to step up and make plays. And you know, one guy we did have that had some experience that's really pulling weight for us right now is Grady Hine. Grady's a senior playing left guard for us, and he's our communicator up there and is trying to scrape and claw and pull those other guys with him. You know, he's got two sophomores playing tackle and a freshman center, and those kids are working their tails off, and Grady's leading like crazy for us right now. So we, you know, are really appreciative of him. And you know, at our other guard is another senior, Carter Cordy, who did everything the right way, everything you would want from a program kid. Played JV up through his junior year, but crushes the weight room every day, does everything the right way, and earned his way onto the field this year. And, you know, after working through some of the early stuff of, you know, first year starter, first varsity football, you know, he's coming along and playing better and better for us. So, you know, I'm really appreciative of those two guys up front.
Sophomore Carson Kaler, QB, how is he developing?
Carson's an incredibly talented kid. I think it was hard for him at the beginning, and maybe it still is. I mean, we don't address it and spend time on it, but there's constant comparisons with Brogan Steffi, just because of the athletic ability, the way he throws the ball, how well he throws the ball, and how well he runs. You know, I think whenever you come in right after somebody who was that good, I think everybody wants to make comparisons, and it's not fair for him. But I think he does a good job of playing within himself and just doing the things that he's really good at and giving us good opportunities to win.
Your opponent, St. Henry, the Redskins prefer to run the ball. It's maybe as good a running attack as the MAC has had in a few seasons. I got to remember Marion Local. The Flyers run it pretty well, too. But St. Henry is certainly run first.
They're big. I think when you look at St. Henry compared to the rest of the MAC as far as overall size, they're playing a ton of guys both ways, but their starters on both sides of the ball are big. It's a big football team, regardless of division. Put them in Division 6, Division 5, Division 4, Division 2, doesn't matter. It's a big football team. You know, and I think their kids on film anyway, it looks like they play really confident and play really hard. So, we got our hands full.
Seth Whiting, head coach, Minster Football. Our guest before the Wildcats and St. Henry tonight, Tyler Bergman. He has performed extremely well for you so far this season.
Yeah, Tyler's a really good football player. Another kid on our team that just crushes the weight room in the off season is a multi-sport kid, which we love. And he's got several hundred return yards. He's got several hundred receiving yards. He's got rushing yards. He leads us in tackles. He's got a couple interceptions. Just a very, very talented kid. And despite the fact that he has a bunch of numbers all spread out, he's a selfless kid. He doesn't care. He just wants to run and hit and give us an opportunity to be successful.
Key to defeating St. Henry:
limit our self-inflicted wounds. Really cut down on that stuff. No turnovers, no penalties, no missed assignments. Defensively, being gap sound and being really good tacklers. If we do those things, any week you give yourself a shot.
Words of Seth Whiting, head coach, Minster Wildcats. Josh Werling, year number two, head man at St. Henry. He is an optometrist by day, a football coach by night, a darn good one. Following Coach Luthman, who followed Coach Jeff Starkey, who followed Coach Beckman, a number of state titles years ago for St. Henry in high school football. This team has not won the MAC in 29 years, has not won the Midwest Athletic Conference on the gridiron in 29 years, and Coach Werling and St. Henry hope to get that job done real soon. It's a fine team here in 2025, second behind Marion Local, according to the computer, in Southwest region of Division 7. We caught up with Coach Werling at his optometrist office, easy for me to say, optometrist office, earlier this week.
A comment or two about 2004, 5, and 6 when you played football at St. Henry. Mm-hmm. Won state championships two of those seasons under Coach Starkey.
Yeah, you look back on those years fondly, and prideful. So, as we move forward here, as we build our program, it's important for our kids to remember those things, of the legacy of who we are and what we're trying to build. So, yeah, definitely fondly remember those years for sure.
It's year number two for you as head coach at St. Henry, 7-5 a year ago, 4-1 through five games. Good start here in 2025. Talk about the season to date. Boy, you gave Marion Local quite a scrap.
Yeah, our non-conference, very difficult as well, and then you throw a league schedule like we have on top of it. So, there's been no breathing room at all. So, we're led by a senior group that is very motivated. They've played a lot of high school football, so we're veteran led and they are focused on the task at hand, which for us is week to week. But, we've had a real great start. Obviously, week three was an absolute, classic high school football game. And, you hope that goes another way, but, sometimes that ball is oblong for a reason. So we're having a real nice start. And then we go to the back half here, start with Minster. And again, a quality football team.
And take a minute, introduce our listeners to your top skill players, including your very good quarterback, who's got the same last name.
Yeah, so our signal caller is number 12. That's Charlie Whirling. He is a tremendous leader for us. As far as skill group guys, probably our leading rusher is Drew Langenkamp and Will Speck. Will's filling in for Drew as he's dealing with a hand injury. We just had the return of our leading receiver from a year ago, second in all league stats a year ago in receiving, Carter LaGuire. That's a big lift for us. Defensively, we're led by our outside linebackers. That's Braden Heath, 11, and 71, Anderson Kramer. They are the beat and the pulse of our defense. So, and then Jack Hillsman, leader in the back end for us, number 4. He's a safety. Again, played a lot of varsity football, and he's having a great start to his fall. So, you know, those are our leaders for sure.
In layman's terms, how would you describe your offensive scheme?
I like to call it as a heavy spread. So a little different from what others run in our league. So we have 11 personnel, which one running back, one tight end, or 12 personnel with flanked out receivers. So I like to think we're a little bit different than what others in the league are running.
Our guest here before tonight's game between St. Henry and Minster is Joshua Whirling, a second-year head coach at St. Henry. Minster, a staunch opponent. They've cycled through a number of very good athletes. Mm-hmm. Hit the graduation hard a year ago when St. Henry played Minster twice, regular season game, up for grabs. Mm-hmm. You played him again in the postseason. What challenges does Minster present here in 2025?
Yeah, their quarterback's a great athlete. You know, you put on the tape, and if he gets loose, he can make people miss. So, you know, but for us, you know, first and foremost, it's always going to start up front. I know it sounds cliche, but that's how our team is built, is line of scrimmage. So having to be diligent in our rush lanes, not getting behind him, those kind of things are going to be very important for us defensively. And then we'll see if we can't break loose on a run or two. So, but yes, for Minster, they're always going to have athletic kids and do our best to contain them.
Heading into week 6, what is it you are polishing as a head football coach at the high school level right now? Halfway through the campaign, what are you fine-tuning? Points of emphasis?
I still very much believe I'm building young men. So we have a fourth grader in our school who's dealing with cancer for the second time. So making sure that our young men stay connected with them as far as off the field. You know, on the field, I think we need to continue to get more efficient offensively, especially through the air. I love where our ground game is at right now. With getting Carter back, if we can find a way to become more efficient through the air, I think we can be a tough out.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And welcome back here to Minster. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, several minutes away from the start of this game. The toss was won by St. Henry, which deferred. Minster will receive the ball to begin the contest here tonight. Excellent playing conditions, sun setting to the west. We are perched right on the 50-yard line, and as Brandon noted 15 minutes or so ago, it is a beautiful renovated press box and refurbished south side of the stadium here in Minster. You made the remark it might be one of the best, if not the best, high school stadiums in the area.
Absolutely. I've done Minster games for a handful of years anyway in the old press box. And I remember 2 years ago we sat in here and they asked us what we liked, what area press boxes we liked, and asked for some opinions. And you know when Minster is going to do something, they're going to do something the right way. And they always, athletic department treats it with first class priority. And honestly, up here, I really can't find too much of a better press box in the area. It's great. Beautiful facility. What they do here is top tier.
Windows are open in the press box. We're getting that great ambient sound from the stands and out on the gridiron, including the band, of course, and the public address. But it's a warm night, and thank goodness for a little air conditioning in the booth.
Yeah. I'm actually a little chilly. I was wondering if I should have brought a quarter zip or not, and I was wondering. But it gets to be that time of year, you know, about in late September, where you need a jacket about when the sun goes down, because it's getting down about the end of the first quarter. It's about down, but, you know, I'll enjoy another sunny week of high school football. If I can show up to a high school football game in week six without a jacket, I'll take it.
Hey, we will keep our eye on the line of scrimmage tonight. The play in the trenches may go a long way to deciding the outcome.
Absolutely. It usually does. And I think so many people in the last couple of decades get so caught up with skill position players and everything in the flash. But football is a gritty sport. And especially you see that no more and then in a conference like the MAC, the MAC, with just how gritty it is. And this St. Henry offensive line, watching them warm up, pretty big across the board. We mentioned that and hit on that in the pregame. And that's where it's going to be one, Jack. It'll be one in the trenches.
Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to vets and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282 to schedule an appointment with Shelby County Veterans Services. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And don't forget about the big upcoming event in November. It is the Veterans Day program in Sydney, sponsored by Shelby County Veterans Services. Takes place on November 11 at 11 a.m. in downtown Sydney. Opening kickoff is next. We'll return in a half minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
And the opening kickoff by St. Henry's is a short one. It lands on the ground at about the 21-22-yard line, and Tyler Bergman comes up, grabs it for Minster, and right away he dances to the left and scoots up the near sideline. Fine bringback of the opening kickoff. As he hopped to the 35, the 40 was shoved out into the Minster bench. Excellent field position for the Wildcats opening series. First down, 10 yards to go at the 42. Carson Kaler at the helm, 5'10", 165 a soft. Minster in the spread. Couple receivers featured to the right, slot right. One back, Meyer, alongside Kaler. The ball is given into the breadbasket of Dominic Meyer. He tries to plow ahead. Oh, he can't go. St. Henry penetration, and Meyer is smacked at the 40. He lost a yard and a half, maybe two.
Met by Owen Zimmerman. Met by Owen Zimmerman in that backfield, and that's Minster staying off schedule there.
Quick paced attack for Minster. Right back to the line of scrimmage are the Wildcats. Four receivers are flanked. St. Henry, three down linemen. Now Kaler looks at his bench on the near side. Second down, 12 to go, Minster. At the Wildcats, 40, opening 55 seconds of the game. Short drop by the southpaw. Kaler flips it into the right flat behind the line. Yes, it's caught at the 36 or 37 to Schwederman. And Schwederman speeds to the far boundary, up over the 40 to the 44. The quarterback on offense, Charlie Werling, who plays in the secondary for St. Henry on D, made the stop. Minimal gain of four. Third down, eight to go for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Wildcats 44-yard line. 1 minute gone, opening period. Possession down here for Minster. St. Henry's D tries to get off the field. They showed five or six linemen up front. Now three back off. The linebackers are in passing zones. Kaler wants to throw. Nowhere to go. He decides to sprint out of the pocket. There's a mad chase near sideline. It's heaved out of bounds by Kaler. He threw it across the 40 of St. Henry. It was not intended really for anyone. He was running for his life, Brandon.
Yeah, just St. Henry dropping eight back in coverage. Nice job by the St. Henry secondary. Eventually, of course, that line gets through for St. Henry after they drop eight, and it forces Kaler to throw it away. A quick three and out here for the Skins.
Hemelgarn to punt for Minster. Hillsman, who plays as a defensive back, is going to return this low kick at his 26. He dashes to the far side of the field, outside the hash, outside the numbers, upset at about the 35-yard line. Short return. St. Henry starts first and 10 from the Redskins' 35. We played a minute and 16 seconds here in the opening quarter. Minster had good field position, but could not do a thing with it. Fine defensive stand by St. Henry. Redskins 4-1 on the year. Minster 3-2. A lot of computer points at stake for Minster here tonight, which is 13th in its region. Top 12 get into the postseason playoffs. St. Henry, number two in its region. Charlie Worling, the quarterback, takes the snap in that heavy spread, and he bangs over left guard for a couple or three, and that's it. He is stalled by the defensive front from Minster. Carter Cordy in there on the stop. Second down, seven. Redskins at their own 38. We'll keep an eye on St. Henry. Boy, for Minster's defense, Brandon, you want to force an occasional third and five, third and six, and maybe force St. Henry to throw the ball a little bit.
It's keeping them off schedule. That's why we talked about winning the game in the trenches, Jack. It's so important.
Handoff, offensive backfield, a delayed draw, late flag flies. Ball carrier zooms to the 40. He meets resistance at the 42, 3 yards short of a first down. It was Will Speck, the 5'9 sophomore tailback. Major penalty coming up against St. Henry.
Yeah, it looked like the penalty was against number 67 there, Gavin Hess, on a hold. And like Coach Worling said in the pregame, Speck getting some carries with Drew Langkamp with the hand injury.
New line of scrimmage for St. Henry is going to be back inside the 30-yard line. The hold marked off from the spot. Second down all over again. Second and close to 20 for St. Henry. Line to gain just over the 45. At line of scrimmage, the 27. So it's second and about 18 and a half. Here's a run to the left. Oh, a big gaping hole for Speck. Look at him go. He churns right through the cavity and powers over the 35 to the 38. Nice advance, leaving St. Henry seven short of the first down stake. It's at the 38, third and seven Redskins. Let's see if they do go up top.
Yeah, and it was a nice little read option there. Got 11 yards on that play, and with that read option, being able to make this now a third and manageable.
And we got trips to the right for quarterback Charlie Worling of St. Henry. He looks this way. Now looks middle of the field, still scanning, surveys. He breaks out of the pocket, runs to the hash near side. Late delivery, middle of the field, caught at the 49 of Minster. Man, oh man, fine coverage by Minster downfield. But you give a quarterback that much time, eventually he will find someone. And he did hit LaGuire at the 49 of Minster, first and 10 for the Redskins. Joe Burrow would love to have that kind of time for the Bengals.
It was really good, and he was able to maneuver out the pocket there before he hit the receiver across the middle of the field. It was well executed by everyone on that St. Henry team, and Minster had really good coverage on that play, too.
3.5 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Here is Worling back to pass, flares it left flat. 3 yards behind the line, completion made. Run after catch to the 50, 45, 44. LaGuire is spilled after garnering five. Second down, five for St. Henry. 44-yard line of Minster. We're near the 8-minute mark here in the first. St. Henry methodically moving the ball after converting a big third down two plays ago. Trips to the right. Speck alongside Worling. The ball is fed to Speck. Outside right tackle. He's got a nice crease, and he shoots through it to the 40, 38, 37 of Minster. Move the chains. First and 10 Redskins.
And that's, again, with getting that 5 yards on first down, it opens up the playbook so much more there if you're Coach Worling. That's why that first down is always just so critical, because if you can execute, get 5 or 6 yards like St. Henry was able to, it just opens up so much more of what you can do offensively.
Owen Zimmerman tight end, 6'4", 220. Nick Layfeld, 240. Henry Putoff, 280. Jake Schwederman, Anderson Kramer, Cale Schwartz, all 230. Oh, Worling back to throw. It's a post pattern down the middle. It is arched, and it is caught on the dead run by Speck at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. What a throw by Worling, hitting Speck who was flanked about 3 yards to the right. Good delivery by Charlie Whirling. Minster was uptight, expecting run, and the receiver for St. Henry beat the defensive backs for the Wildcats, and Whirling threw it right on the money. Yeah, St. Henry has run first, but we found out right away in this game, Whirling can air it out.
Yes, he can.
Zimmerman on to try the PAT. A lot of movement up front. Let's see what's been called. Offsides, Minster. Does that change the tune for St. Henry? Will they accept the penalty and run or pass the ball from scrimmage? Or simply go ahead and kick it? And that is the plan. I think the penalty is declined. No, it is. It's moved half the distance to the goal. And I think St. Henry is going to deviate from its original plan. They're not going to try the PAT kick. They're going for two.
Put it on the far hash.
Yep. Far side of the field. Two tight ends have been employed. We've got two receivers to the right. The quarterback Whirling, play action, rolling right, arching, right corner of the end zone, much too far off the field of play, incomplete, and Minster holds.
He should have saw. He had Owen Zimmerman wide open in the middle of the field. There's a little play fake, roll out to his right. Zimmerman leaked behind the defense, but he tried for a different receiver in the back corner there. Big miss for St. Henry. Huge break for Minster.
Wonder if Coach Whirling is wondering now about having chased the points and gone for two.
Yeah, but if you get it, you don't think about it. If you do, whatever. But if you score again, you go for it again, I think.
Oh, what a pass play for the TD, Brandon. How many yards did it cover?
37. 37 yards right there. And he just streaked up the sideline there or up the middle there as the slot receiver. And it was just wide open. You can tell from our angle up here that even before that ball was released that he was going to score as long as he caught it.
Whirling at 6'2", very strong arm, and he threw that one right on the money down inside the 15-yard line, and Minster was beaten. We played nearly 5 minutes here in the opening quarter. Minster leads at 6-0. Trying to take advantage of an offside penalty against Minster on the PAT kick try. Moved the ball half the distance to the goal, went for two and failed. Kickoff Zimmerman, line drive, 11-yard line. Returned by Minster, 25-30-32. Tyler Bergman, a couple of good kickoff returns so far for the Wildcats, who start first and 10 across their own 30. Down by a 6-0 score. We'll start the Wildcats drive in just a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, Minster tries a design quarterback draw right up the gut on the first play from scrimmage here at the 33, and it nets just one. Host of white-shirted Redskins in there on the tackle of Carson Kaler. Second down and 9. Kaler, the left-hander, in the pocket to throw. And he scrambles out of the pocket. Whips one down the near sideline. Over the head of the receiver at the 48. St. Henry might have intercepted at the Redskins 49. Yes, it was picked off. Picked off on the play. Yep, it was Langenkamp for St. Henry. And he caught it just inches inbounds. And under duress, the quarterback, Kaler, threw into a traffic jam, and St. Henry is in business.
Well, that's just all 11 players on the St. Henry side playing together there, Jack. They're able to, the secondary's not giving anything. The line's getting there. They're pushing him out the pocket. Tried to hit Schwederman there. Just threw it a little too high before Langenkamp there. Was just kind of sitting in center field and caught that overpass and falls right near midfield. Ball spotted at St. Henry's own 49.
So St. Henry kicked off to start the game. but did score the first six. And the Redskins have the ball back. Enviable field position, just shy of the 50. Whirling wants to throw again. He's in the pocket forever. He's hit. It's stripped. It's loose on the ground at the 41. Recovery by St. Henry. Alertly snarfed up by the tight end, Owen Zimmerman. Caden Bergman in there on the hit. He forced the fumble. The result of the play, a loss of 8 to the 41. Second down, 18 for St. Henry. Worthington had Whirling had plenty of time.
Plenty.
He tried to take a few more seconds, and then the pocket caved in.
Yeah, exactly right there, Jack. That's a spot-on analysis there. He was waiting for his guys downfield to get open, and the Minster line able to get home there and able to smack that out. Luckily for St. Henry, Zimmerman able to fall on it, but now St. Henry in second and long.
Here is Whirling looking. Oh, he's got a receiver. It's Speck. Speck found a spot in the zone. 7 yards downfield. Caught it at the 47 and zipped across the 50. 45, close to the 40. Tripped up. And the quarterback for St. Henry was cracked into by a Minster rusher who came in hard just as Whirling delivered the forward pass. And he is down.
Yeah, took a pretty good shot there, and Whirling tried to get up initially, back down. Hopefully he's fine.
Ball marked for play inside the Minster 45. It was a big gainer on second down and 18. There is a marker. It's at the 46 of St. Henry. Let's see what it's all about.
I think from what the official was signaling there, it's against St. Henry. It looked like he was repeating second down. I don't know exactly what.
Whirling is up and moving off toward the St. Henry bench under his own power. That is a very good sign. We'll sort things out in a moment. It is going to be a second down and plenty for St. Henry. When action resumes, 6-0 Redskins, 5:32 left in the first on scorersbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
As we return to action, Charlie Whirling is just fine. He puts on display a great forward pass, a long bomb to LaGuire right down the middle of the field. A tremendous running catch, an even better throw by Whirling. LaGuire on the dead run hauls it in at the 25 of Minster, tackled from behind at the 17. Wow, this Whirling, Brandon, what a 1-2 threat. He can run it. He can throw it a mile.
Actually, Jack, to correct it, that's Landon Schwartz in the ball game.
You're right. Whirling shaken up two plays ago. Landon Schwartz, who I think might be, what, a freshman?
Yeah.
What a bomb by
a
Schwartz.
Sophomore.
Got a running play on first and 10 from the 18-yard line of Minster. It's a sweep to the right. It goes for one to the 17. Second down and 9 for the Redskins. In the first 8 minutes, St. Henry has taken a 6-0 lead, a chance to go up with two scores early on in this game. What a job by Schwartz. In for Whirling. Schwartz still at QB. He's number 9. Whirling wears 12. Whirling on the bench. Schwartz, little play action, rolls left. Can't sprint out that way. Comes back the other way. Being pursued, chased, flushed to the sideline. Heaves it out of bounds at the pylon. Down around the 1. No one there. Living for another play is the quarterback, Schwartz. That was a good thought. Fine move.
Man, but I saw that throw on that first play. Man, big arm quarterback for being a sophomore. Third and long now. This is really where you see what he's made of. Hopefully Whirling can come back in the game here. But Shorts, man, that was a bomb coming out of that injury timeout.
So it is third and nine for St. Henry, line of scrimmage. The Minster 16 and a half. Under four to play opening quarter, 6-0 Redskins. One, two, three receivers to the left for Schwartz. Speck is in the left flat. Instead, Schwartz throws back into the end zone. Receiver 9 yards deep in the end zone. He can't reel it in. The ball flies off the fingertips of the St. Henry player beyond the end zone. Not sure had he been able to catch that ball if he'd been inside the back edge of the end zone or not. It's fourth down and nine for St. Henry. And the Redskins are going to try a field goal. Line of scrimmage is the 16 and a half. Ball will be spotted at the 23. Zimmerman has got a good leg. He'll have to airmail this one from right to left. He's at the near hash. This would be a 33-yard kick, including the 10 yards in the end zone, and it is excellent. A superb kick by Zimmerman. Well, that offsets the two-point conversion that was missed earlier by the Redskins, who now lead it 9-0 over Minster. 3:41 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Tyler Bergman from Minster getting a good workout returning kicks. He snatched that one in the midair at the 8-yard line. And got a wall of blockers up the near sideline. And he dashed all the way to the 38, returned it 30 yards. Field goal by Zimmerman, seconds ago for St. Henry. Traveled 33 to give the Redskins a 9-0 lead. Just over 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Minster trying to get something going offensively. Wildcats have had good field position. Running play, offensive backfield, and the ball carrier tries to swerve around right in. He is slowed down. It's Tyler Bergman. Penetration by St. Henry, and it's a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, it's just a nice play coming off by Owen Zimmerman there. Off the right tackle there for Minster. That was Jacob Davis. Got around there and caused a 3-yard loss.
A number of these Redskins go both ways, offensively, defensively. It's a senior-laden team. Nine or ten seniors both sides of the ball for the Redskins. Here's Kaler throwing a bullet. Quick slant. Caught at the 50-yard line. Outstanding run after catch to the 40 of St. Henry. Kaler to Schwederman. Schwederman got beyond the linebackers in front of the safety. Hauled it in. And then he zoomed to the 41-yard line, first and 10 Minster. Wildcats on the move.
Great seed there by Kaler, right between the defenders there.
Carson Kaler, 4 yards behind the line. Now 5 yards, shotgun spread. Looks left, wants to throw. Wide open receiver in the flat. It is hauled in on the play at the 44-yard line of St. Henry. Nicely done by Bergman again. Makes a man miss, a little juke at the 40, and he dives to the 38. That ball seemed to be in the air forever. St. Henry forgot about Bergman out here in the left flat. Gain was limited to 4. Second down and 6 at the St. Henry 37-yard line. 9-0 St. Henry. 2 minutes to go, opening quarter. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right for the QB, Kaler. Nobody in the backfield with Carson. Two receivers flank short side of the field, left. Kaler looks that direction. Now he looks back to the right. Oh, the pocket caves in around him. It collapses. He tries to squeeze off a run. He got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Good coverage in the secondary by St. Henry. Then eventually they put the heat on Kaler. 3rd and 6, Minster. St. Henry, 37-yard line.
And they were able to do that with 3-man pressure there as well, able to get Kaler out of the pocket.
Kaler looks right, 3 receivers that way. Humps it back to the left. It's a long bomb intended down inside the 5-yard line. I think it was thrown for Albers over his head. St. Henry had the interception. It was in the lap of the defensive back, Brandon.
Yeah.
He decided to
drop
not,
it.
He decided to not catch it because it would have been field position at the 2.
Yeah, and that's risky because I think Minster still goes for it on 4th down here. So with the part of the field they're at, it's a right idea by Coach Seth Whiting to go for it on the St. Henry 37 with how the first two offensive drives have gone for St. Hank.
4th and 6, here is the quarterback, Kaler, looking in the left flat, throws it well short of the first down stake. It is caught on the play by the receiver at the 34, tripped up at the 33, 32. Zimmerman in there on the hit. Very close to the line to gain. Will a measurement result? Let's see. It's going to be tight. The officials are sizing it up. Minster thinks the Wildcats have a 1st and 10. 1:03 to go in the first, and the referee on the near side of the field says, you're about 1.5 feet short.
Yeah, yeah, it's Taylor Fancher there on the reception from Carson Kaler. Threw it in the flat, but St. Henry just able to make the tackle there. You know, couldn't really get a good view on it because the chains are on the far side from where our booth is. But just short there and a big blow for Minster. So I guess really that dropped, quote unquote, dropped interception really will now come back to benefit St. Henry. Good field position with a minute to go in the first quarter.
Well, Minster was counting on the run after the catch to be good enough to generate the first down. It did not. St. Henry leading 9-0, takes over the football on the Redskins 32. Here is Charlie Whirling, fires in the left flat. The receiver is stymied behind the line, breaks the tackle, puts his head down and digs over the line of scrimmage. It's LaGuire up over the 30, spilled at the 36. He produced about 4, 2nd down and 6 for St. Henry. Both teams love these flat passes, these flares,
yeah,
left and right, counting on a missed tackle out in space to produce maybe 6 more yards. So far, these two teams have been pretty sure of themselves tackling out in the flat. Whirling with a 2nd down and 6 here. He fakes to the man in motion, keeps. It's Whirling outside left tackle. Oh, he's got an avenue. Look at him go. It's 6-2. He makes the man miss. Breaks another tackle at the 50. Whirling down the left sideline. 40 of Minster. 35 of the Wildcats. Caught from behind. Down around the 32. Boy, oh boy, we have seen St. Henry pass it really well, run it really well. We knew about the rush game. Man, it's a good combo here tonight against Minster. Tough to beat these Redskins who are playing well as the first quarter finishes with Minster trailing St. Henry 9-0 on scores.broadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
And we return to action here at Minster. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, first play, second quarter. A pass to the right thrown by St. Henry. It was judged to be forward. It fell incomplete, not a backward pass by Whirling. So it's second and 10. Here's a double handoff in the St. Henry offensive backfield. It's a good running play down inside the 30, 25, blocked well to the 24-yard line. Well done by St. Henry. Well, I love the versatility in this Redskins offensive attack. Marker down. And that may bring back a nice gain of about 9 on 2nd and 10.
It does. And we've seen St. Henry off schedule a couple times during the early part of this contest, but they've been able to overcome that, be able to manage to get points on their first two drives.
It was Jack Hilsman who got the second handoff in the offensive backfield for St. Henry. But the fine gain is negated. Penalty, second down, and 14 to go for a first down for the Redskins at the 36 of Minster. We've got a score, Marion Local Versailles, 13-0 Tigers over the Flyers. That is correct. Early stage, second quarter. Whirling back to throw, using all of the time that he's got. Thought about passing, once, twice, keeps. He scrambles near sideline, pushed out of bounds at about the 31 of Minster. Gain of 2 or 3 on the play. Third down, 11 for St. Henry. Opening minute of the second quarter. St. Henry in the lead by a count of 9-0.
I think if you're, Coach Whirling, again, you're thinking of two plays here as well, where you're at with the 31, with how well your defense has played pretty much throughout the first couple of Minster drives. I know they probably got two plays in the back of their pocket.
Two receivers left, two to the right for Whirling. Deep drop, 7 yards behind the line. Down on out pattern. Minster misses the pick. The ball sails over the defensive back's head, and it's caught. Whirling hits a receiver down inside the 15, and he is clipped out of bounds at the 10. Minster went for the pick. Had it been made, it would have been a pick six.
Yeah.
But it sailed over the defensive back's head, hauled in by St. Henry. Goal to go, it appears, at the 10, or maybe just outside the 10, at the 10-and-1/2-yard line.
Right about the 10, but Tyler Bergman was so close, like you said, Jack, to picking that. It was a great play. Just missed it by the tip of his fingers, and Hilsman able to haul that in for a 21-yard gain.
Well done by the Redskins. Hilsman, fine concentration by him. Snap back on the play to Whirling, and Whirling's going to rumble right up the middle behind the center and two guards, stays on his feet, and he chugs to the three, the two, plows all the way to the 1.5 yard line. It is second down for St. Henry, one to go for a first down, about 5 or 6 feet to go for a touchdown. St. Henry already leading by a score of 9-0, first 2 minutes of the second quarter of this game. So the Redskins have been awesome offensively, running, passing, calling plays, and executing them at will. Here's Minster penetrating, trying to tackle at the point of attack. St. Henry lugs it down near the goal line. There's a pileup, no signal yet. It could very well be a first down and goal to go inside the one. Let's see where it is marked for play. It is outside the end zone. Scoreboard reads third and goal, and I'm not sure that can be correct.
I don't know. I don't. It's right inside the one.
The series started at about the 10.5. Here is Whirling, and Whirling takes that snap from center, and he powers between right guard and tackle, and he's in for the touchdown. Quarterback Charlie Whirling for St. Henry knifes in for six to make it a 15-0 count.
At 9:15 now, and another strike there for St. Henry. Do they go for two? No, it looks like they're opting for the PAT. Didn't know with the missed two-point conversion earlier, but they're still going to try to keep within two possessions no matter what here.
Whirling at 6'2", 210. He's a heavyweight quarterback, a tough man to bring down, and he drove it in there from a yard away. Here's Zimmerman's PAT. He has smashed home a 33-yard field goal already in this game. The extra point is center cut right down Main Street. St. Henry 16, Minster nothing. 9:16 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Welcome back here to Minster. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Just over 9 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. St. Henry has just kicked off through the end zone. Owen Zimmerman really put some pop into that one. And Minster starts from the 20 as a result of the touchback. First down, 10 yards to go. Minster in the home, orange and black. Black top to bottom, white numbers, orange piping. St. Henry wearing white with the bright red helmets, red numerals. Minster tries to run right up the gut. It's Dominic Meyer, no room. He is stoned right at the 22-yard line. Anderson Kramer stood him up. So far, Brandon, that St. Henry has been very stubborn to run against.
I tell you what, the guy I'm looking at on the offensive line that I'm seeing in there every time is Owen Zimmerman. They're only playing with three down linemen, doing a real nice job disguising looks.
Oh, here's a big-time drop to Carson Kaler. He's 15 yards behind the line, looking long downfield. St. Henry with great coverage. Then Kaler heaves it away near sideline into the Minster bench. Minster offensively really befuddled in the passing game. St. Henry covering on the back end extremely well and also putting some pressure on Kaler. And his first option or two not open.
No, that was Nick Lathold with that pressure right there. Did a real nice job with that and forced Kaler out the pocket. It's just him chasing him down, defensive tackle against a quarterback. Like your odds if you're Minster in the open field.
But Marin Local got angry and scored. Versailles 13, Flyers 7, second quarter.
I'm going to say, don't hold your phone on the Flyers yet, but, man, I could see how that game went down to the wire with how the St. Henry team's played so far. Have it down to the wire with Marion Local, and those two are probably, according to betting lines in people's intuition, the two favorites in Region 28 right now.
St. Henry 16, Minster nothing. 8.5 to go, second quarter. Third down, 8 yards to go for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Wildcats 22. Kaler's way back behind the line, 10 yards. Now he's going to run right up the middle. He's being chased to the near sideline. It looked like there might have been a face mask foul on St. Henry, which dumped Kaler into the Minster bench at about the 26. He was 4 yards shy of the first down, but the penalty may be a reprieve for the Wildcats, who should get the first. Kaler running for his life. Boy, the coverage by St. Henry downfield has been stellar.
It was against Minster. I thought it was against Minster there.
Oh.
It looked like that hit came a little later because of Kaler putting the hand in the face of a St. Henry defender.
Well, the officials consult with Coach Josh Worling of St. Henry on the far side about the decision the Redskins want to make. You're right, Brandon. It does appear to be on Minster and not St. Henry, as I first noted. 8:25 to go in the second quarter, 16-0 St. Henry. And the result of that conversation with Coach Worling is a decline of the penalty on Minster, setting up a fourth down.
Well, Jack, you talk about it, the job of St. Henry's secondary, and you hit it spot on. That secondary has done a really nice job. When you're St. Henry and that secondary covers the way they do, you can afford to rush three guys. And that pass rush, it's still getting home. It's not giving Kaler forever back there. You think, you know, with three guys, you're losing something in the rush game, but they're not. They're still getting home.
Well, Hillsman for St. Henry's back at his 40, but the punt, Madame Meyer is off the right side of his foot. He sliced it into the Minster bench. It didn't even reach midfield. And St. Henry's going to start in the Minster half about 8 yards on the plus side. First and 10, St. Henry at the Minster 42. Still just over 8 to go here in the second quarter. 16-0 in favor of St. Henry. It's been all Redskins so far in this game.
I feel like this is a time, Jack, where St. Henry could open it up, a play-action pass, something down the field. They get the ball back right after a half, too. So this is a key drive. Minster's got a hold here.
1, 2, 3 receivers to the right for the Redskins. Charlie Worling, shaken up early in the game, appears to be fine. He's back at the helm, takes the snap. It's a run, a disciplined effort by the quarterback. He picks his way outside right tackle, 40, stays on his feet, trudges to the 35, meets resistance at the 34. He wedged forward for about 7, second down 3, St. Henry. Schwederman in there on the tackle for Minster along with Carter Cordy. Second down, 3 yards for St. Henry. Line of scrimmage inside the 35 of Minster. Redskins flash receivers, one left, one right. One back alongside Worling. And it's a handoff to Speck. Misdirection back to the right. Speck in the offensive backfield makes one man miss. Another, yet another, gets to the line of scrimmage. A couple of black shirts meeting there. The net result is a plus one. So it's third down and a yard and a half or two to go for St. Henry at the Minster 32.5-yard line. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. 16-0 St. Henry. Well, we have seen why in this game tonight that the Redskins are ranked number two in the region. And this club gave Marion Local all it wanted, a 21-14 Flyers win after being down to St. Henry 14-7 at intermission. Keeping hole for Charlie Werling, the quarterback for St. Henry. He's got a gap outside left guard, and he barrels down inside the 25, the 20, cut down at the 16. Man, oh man, St. Henry, two-pronged attack. They're showing the rushing game right now.
Hey, and they can just wait. I mean, Charlie Werling on that design quarterback draw can just wait because his offensive line does such a good job in blowing open holes for him that he can just pick and choose where he wants to go. It's impressive on his patience because not all quarterbacks have that luxury.
Werling feeds the tailback spec. He blasts ahead, charging down to the 10, and he's caught at about the 7 or 8-yard line. Offensive line for St. Henry, they have earned the nickname Earth Movers.
Earth Movers is right again. Just when you can get to that set, when you can open up that first level and, you know, even to that second level for some of these guys, to make a guy miss, it makes all the difference in the world for Speck or Langenkamp or Werling, whoever's carrying the football for St. Henry here.
St. Henry at 240, 280, 230, 230, 225. Along that offensive line, everybody 6'2", 6'3". St. Henry runs it, trying to go wide. Werling is nabbed around the ankles. Back at the 9-yard line, lost two or three. There is a late marker down. Let's see what it's all about. Holding against the Redskins. And if you're Minster, you have no choice but to push them back.
Yeah, because it's a second and two situation here. So again, they put a man in motion when they put, Werling in the backfield now. Now they're showing some motion, some different looks out of that just to try to confuse the Minster defense. But a nice job by Minster not to be fooled on that play.
13-7, Versailles over Marion Local, second quarter score. And Fort Recovery is a touchdown better than New Bremen late in the second at 14-7.
Hey, Fort Recovery have been playing very well under first-year head coach Wes Wenning, 2016 alum, a member of that Fort Recovery state championship team about a decade ago.
Here is Werling, deep drop. He's got nobody available down inside the five to throw to, and then he scampers. Werling picks him up, lays him down. He's at the 20, 15. He is pushed out of bounds around the 10 or 9. Good run by Werling. Mad scramble for him. And plenty of yards earned by the St. Henry quarterback, setting up a third down and very short. Line to gain is at about the 6, line of scrimmage the 9. Third down between 2 and 3 to go for the Redskins. 5 minutes left, second quarter. 16-0 St. Henry, which calls a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Up here is the situation for St. Henry. Third down, about 2.5 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, 8.5-yard line of Minster. Redskins already lead 16-0. 5 to play in the first half. St. Henry runs it over left tackle, and the ball carrier is piled up at the 5, but he's got the first.
Yeah.
Whirling again, first and goal, St. Henry. 5-yard line of Minster. Boy, Nick Layfeld, 6'3", 240. Henry Putoff, 6'2", 280. And Jack Kramer could probably hit 4 or 5 yards behind those guys.
Oh, yeah, I think he could. And it's, again, it's trusting your guys there. Like we said in the pregame, it's one in the trenches. Football is one in the trenches, and St. Henry's shown that. But they've also done it through the air, so it's a balanced attack that Coach Whirling's got.
Here is Speck. Lining up alongside Whirling. Speck gets the nod. He jukes at the line of scrimmage, and he's spun around. Down he goes at the 6 for a yard loss. Carter Cordy. Knife through for Minster. Big defensive play by him. That sets up a second and goal from the 6 for St. Henry. Clock winding down. Just over 4 to play here in the second quarter. Minster simply has not done a thing offensively. The Redskins of St. Henry have controlled the ball all night. Minster needs a big defensive stand here. Whirling fakes to the man in motion and keeps. Whirling has got a huge crevice between right guard and tackle, and he trots into the end zone. Boy, the earth movers up front for St. Henry did the job once again. An easy 6 for Whirling to make it 22-0 Redskins.
I didn't know if he was going to have a hole open, but again, I underestimated that St. Henry line. They moved him around there, gaping hole through that right side. Another touchdown for the Skins.
Man, oh man, this offensive line of St. Henry is something else. Owen Zimmerman on to kick the point. 22-0 Redskins. High snap, ball placed down. Zimmerman drills it. His extra point is high and long, and it is in the middle. Well done. Zimmerman's also kicked a 33-yard field goal tonight. St. Henry 22, Minster nothing. 3:51 left, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Tyler Bergman for Minster continues to get a workout returning kickoffs. First and 10, Minster from the Wildcats, 21, trailing 23-0. Carson Kaler running for his life in the offensive backfield, sprinting out wide to the near side of the field. He's running laterally a good 35 yards, delivers a forward pass. It is caught by the receiver up at the 25. Boy, that was a lot of activity, yeah. Brandon, for a 3-4 yard gain.
Yeah, but it's that defense that's causing Kaler to roll out, and he was able to find Fancher there. At least get something. I mean, it gets you on schedule of a 2nd and 6. That opens up the playbook with things you can do here for Minster.
Fancher on the receiving end for the Wildcats. 2nd and 6, 3 minutes to go, first half. Line of scrimmage is the Minster 25. It is 23-0 St. Henry. Here is a run from scrimmage by Minster. It's Dom Meyer over right guard. He is spun around, twisted to the turf, up ahead to the 30, falling over it, and he's got the first.
It's only second first down Minster's got of this half.
That sums up the ball game right there. A dominance by St. Henry. 2 first downs in this game for Minster. 2.5 to go, 2nd quarter. 23 zip Redskins. Kaler, 5 yards behind the line. Now 8 or 9 behind the line. Rolling left, he's going to keep. He's around the left end. He's got some open space. He charges up the field along the numbers in front of the St. Henry bench. And he plows forward for 9. Carson Kaler, nice ad-lib job by him. 2nd down, a yard coming up. Line of scrimmage, 41. 2:19 to go in the first half. 23 zip in favor of St. Henry. Boy, points here by Minster to close out the 2nd quarter would change the complexion of this game.
It's a must, Jack, because St. Henry gets the ball to start the 2nd half. So it's a must.
And then if you score, I guess you can kick to get within 16. But at some point tonight, Minter's going to be in a 2 points after touchdown mode.
Absolutely. Again, but just for them, one step at a time here.
Line of scrimmage, 40-yard line of the Wildcats. 2nd down, about 1.5 yards to go for a 1st down. Here is Kaler. He takes the snap from center, picks his way to the line of scrimmage, creeps over it.
Austin,
he is stacked up, I think, shy of the 1st down marker. 3rd and at least 2 coming up still. Knee touchdown at the 40. There was no forward progress on that play. 1:40 remaining here in the 2nd quarter. St. Henry up to 23 points. 23 zip. 90 seconds to go in the half. Minster's Kaler, 8 yards behind the line. Now rolling right, back to the left. He's got some space to run. Instead, he fires a long bomb. Wow. He aired that one out a good 50 yards down inside the 10, 6 or 7 yard line, double coverage by St. Henry. It's almost like there are 13 or 14 white shirts on the field. Incomplete forward pass. And Minster, with 1:19 to go in the 2nd quarter, now faces a 4th and 2. After getting 8 yards and 1st down, the Wildcats have to punt.
Jack, I'm surprised he didn't take that for the 1st down, considering the time there. He chucked that up downfield, trying to find the receiver downfield, and receiver wisely enough just, you know, hit it away. But Kaler there, if he runs for it, he's got the 1st down.
Yeah, he had the line to gain easily. Line drive punt to Hillsman at the 27. Makes a man miss, makes another man miss, makes one more fly by. Hillsman on the return to the 44-yard line of St. Henry with 1:07 to go here in the 2nd quarter. And we saw the leg of Owen Zimmerman earlier on a 33-yard field goal. St. Henry with 2 or 3 quick first downs, a few forward passes, could get within his range.
Yeah, I think if you're St. Henry, you stay aggressive. You know, maybe open it up downfield. You don't want to obviously settle for the field goal, but being up 23-0, I think this is a chance for St. Henry to take even extra momentum in the locker room.
Oh, we'd like to tell you all about Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. It's gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the Schaefer Market, and we have delivered. Here's Whirling with that big arm of his. He's back to pass. He's at his own 30. He throws it all the way to the 6-yard line. Wow! Intercepted by Minster. Over the shoulder, picked off. Well down inside the 10. It's inside the 5 even. That's where the interception took place. It is first and 10. Minster. Whirling went for broke on the first play.
Yeah, it was, I think, an ill-advised pass. It pretty good protection there. Kind of threw into double coverage. That pick there, I believe, made by Noah Schwederman there. But it's basically a big arm punt when you really think about it. Minster back at there, too. So it doesn't hurt you if you're St. Henry. But kind of a little greedy there on first down. I said be aggressive, but not that aggressive.
Whirling displaying a monster arm. Minster line of scrimmage, and the Wildcats won't try anything cute. Minster will kick it off to start the third quarter. St. Henry will get it once again. Kaler lining up 2-3 yards in the end zone. He fakes the inside handoff to Meyer. Kaler, about 8 yards deep in the end zone, has no one available to throw it to, pitches it out of bounds. St. Henry had about 7 or 8 in coverage.
They want
That's
safety.
How strong their defensive line has been. They're getting pressure play after play with the 4-3 linemen up front.
And they're going to call a safety here, Jack. It was intentional grounding, and I think that's he was in the pocket, and he threw it that way, and that's a safety. That's 2 points for St. Henry, so they get something here.
And that is the proper call. Offensive holding in the end zone could reward the other team with a safety, or, as we just saw, if you intentionally ground the football, as Kaler did from 8 yards deep in the end zone, he just heaved it up in the air into the Minster bench up around the 15 or 20. No one was home, and it's a 2-point safety for St. Henry, which leads it 25-0.
Wow. It's been a crazy night, and now Minster going to have to go in free kick formation, and now St. Henry gets its chance now. So I guess the arm punt got him 2 points.
Yep, St. Henry has scored 2 on a safety, 3 on a field goal. The Redskins have tallied 3 touchdowns. They've kicked a couple extra points, gone for 2 once, and missed it. 52 ticks on the clock late in the second quarter. As we were saying a few minutes ago, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, offering the Happy Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. At Schaefer, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. Tell you what, during this warm fall weather, oh, that smoothie machine sounds mighty good at Schaefer Market. And don't forget, on the other end of Main Street in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru, right there at the North Loramie drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie. And don't forget to stop by today at the Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie, and see all those new items as well as your old favorites. Plus, Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Just email Holly Schaefer at hollyschaeferoil.com. That's Holly at schaeferoil.com. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Holly at schaeferoil.com. To find out more about Schaefer RV Storage, Holly at schaeferoil.com for more info about Schaefer RV Storage. And take advantage of the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the Market Gas Pumps at Schaefer Market. Always low prices, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold this month goes to a special public service endeavor, which is the Fort Loramie FCCLA here at the end of September. That's the September Gallon Give Back Program at Schaefer Market, benefiting Fort Loramie FCCLA always low prices at the Schaefer Market pumps, and take advantage of the gallon give back program, money being donated to Fort Loramie FCCLA. Still 40 some seconds left on the clock, late second quarter. The lead for St. Henry 25-0 after the safety that St. Henry was awarded. The Redskins have the football, second down, 10 yards to go at the Minster 42-yard line.
And so just try to run with Whirling there right up the middle, and he gets stymied there. Good read by the Minster defense, not biting on and throwing downfield. Whirling has run it. Man, I got about three, four. Yeah, it's probably about a dozen times this half. He's running it a lot for a high school quarterback, and has done it effectively behind this mammoth offensive line.
Yeah, that's the bread and butter of this St. Henry attack, although tonight St. Henry found numerous openings early with the forward pass, which is what Whirling is going to do here. He's back at the 50. Wow! It's a long, long bomb. Nearly a great catch by St. Henry inside the 5. It may have been caught.
It is.
The official says yes. Reception made. My goodness, LaGuire, one heck of a receiver for St. Henry. He went up. Coverage was pretty good.
Yeah.
And Whirling threw it right on the money. That looked like college football right there at noon on Fox.
That was hit right on the numbers right there. Beautiful pass and right to LaGuire for a 40-yard gain.
What a catch by LaGuire. St. Henry with a chance to rack up more points. It's a running play. Left guard in for 6. Whirling lugged it for St. Henry. He totes it into the end zone, and it's a 31-0 count. St. Henry leads it. 22 ticks left on the clock here in the second quarter. Boy, these last couple minutes of the first half proving that St. Henry is dangerous anywhere on the field. Just don't think that Charlie Whirling is a good runner. We all know that he is, but man, what an arm. He's got a live one. He can throw it a mile. Extra point kick by Zimmerman. Tailing to the right. Does it stay inside the post? It does. It's good. 32-0 St. Henry. Long second quarter. Still 22 seconds remaining. 32-zip Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
That kickoff return by Minster from the 11 to the 34. Waning second quarter, all St. Henry, 32-0. Does this mean we'll start the second half with a running clock?
It does, as long as Minster is held here scoreless, as long as St. Henry defense holds these last 14 seconds. And St. Henry gets the ball to start the second half, too.
Yep.
You know, I see Minster still trying to be aggressive here with 14 seconds because at this point, what do you got to lose?
Well, Kaler is at quarterback, shotgun spread, hands it to Dom Meyer. He squeezes out two, and that could very well be the last play of the second quarter of this game. The clubs head to their locker rooms. It's all St. Henry, 32-0 here over Minster. Hey, you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online too at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Another proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business, started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Well, we'll share with you some scores of other games in the area when we have them. Thanks so much to Denny Monin in Rushi, who's providing scores for us. Although Denny just texted me, he'll have to wait a little bit, he said. He's out of town, returning to town. Fort Loramie, by the way, leading Spencerville 14-7 in the second quarter. Last score we had was Versailles 13, Marion Local 7 in the second, and a 21, Delphi St. John's nothing late in the second quarter. And Fort Recovery was up a touchdown on New Bremen in the second. That was 14-7. Coming up in several minutes, a few highlights from the Minster State Baseball Championship game, an 8-0 win over Newark Catholic back in June. We'll have a few highlights to share with you during our halftime break. 32-0 St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Welcome back. Hello once again here at Minster. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, 32-0. St. Henry leads the Minster Wildcats after two quarters of play. Redskins band down on the field performing here at this moment. Our halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. The numbers all in favor of St. Henry, Brandon.
Yeah, 9 first downs for St. Henry compared to Minster, just 2, a pair of them. Rushing on the day, 120 for St. Henry. Minster just 21. Passing, 160 yards again for St. Henry. Minster 41. Scoring, it's 32-0. Taking a look at that. A 7-17 in the first quarter. Brayden Heath had a 37-yard touchdown reception from Charlie Whirling. The two-point conversion failed as a 6-0. And then at 3:41, Owen Zimmerman nailed a 33-yard field goal to make it 9-0. And at 9:15 in the second quarter, Charlie Whirling had a 1-yard run. Kick by Owen Zimmerman was good to make it 16-0. Then at 3:51, another Charlie Whirling 6-yard touchdown run. Field goal was good. Or sorry, the extra point was good. 23-0 St. Henry. And at 52 seconds, there was a safety by Minster in the end zone due to being a pass, or it wasn't a holding call, but an intentional grounding. And then with 22 seconds, St. Henry gets the ball back. Charlie Whirling zipped up for his third touchdown of the half. He has a 2-yard run. Owen Zimmerman's kick was good, which brings us at 32-0, Jack.
I tell you what, Brandon, this St. Henry team, which went 7-5 last year, had played Minster to a 12-7 game in the regular season, lost to them by 5 points, and then was knocked out of the playoffs by Minster. Has turned the tables on the Wildcats here tonight, but the St. Henry team has made a quantum leap since a year ago. All of those juniors last season, now seniors.
Yeah.
And man, oh man, they are highly skilled, big and strong. They are feeling their oats here tonight and have rolled up a 32-0 lead.
Yeah, experience is vital, and it's 100% right. Experience is vital. I mean, you can't stress it enough, and Coach Whiting talked about in his pregame how we have a lot of first-year starters and things like that. St. Henry's got the experienced team. Man, they are showing it so far in this first half.
Yeah, 10 seniors on the starting offensive unit for the St. Henry Redskins. I take that back, 9. I count 9, not 10, but still, that's a lot of experience on your offensive unit, and a number of these young men for St. Henry go both ways offensively and defensively. 32-0 halftime score. again, our sponsors during this segment of our presentation, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It is halftime at Minster. Wildcats trail the St. Henry Redskins 32-0. All visiting team here tonight. Minster unable to move the ball consistently on offense, and St. Henry on the ground and through the air has been marvelous for good reason. This is the number 2 ranked team according to the computer in the southwest region of D7. Minster number 13 coming into play tonight. If the playoffs began this week, Minster would be out. Top 12 get in, last year 16, this year the top dozen. Minster's got some winnable games down the stretch, but they're going to have to generate at least a 5-5 mark, I would think, to grab an 11th or 12th spot. 32-0 halftime score. Minster trails St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Minster. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. 32-0 our score. St. Henry in the lead over Minster. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com, productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Well, this past June, we had the pleasure of covering the Minster Wildcats baseball team as it won the state championship in Division 7. Rushi had a great tournament run as well, playing Minster in the state semis. Minster won that game by a final score of 5-3. State championship contest went to Minster. Fourth state title for head coach Mike Wiss and the baseball clubs at Minster over the years, 2011, 12, 17, and here again in 2025. Minster beat Newark Catholic in June. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Newark Catholic in the state championship game. No runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, plus many more errors of omission in that game. We're going to pick up some action in the fifth inning. Top of the fifth, Minster, the visiting team, is batting, leading by a score of 5-0 over Newark Catholic. It's a 5-0 lead at this time. Minster goes on to score 3 more to win at 8-0. We pick up action in the fifth, 5-0 lead, Wildcats. Runners at first and second base here for the Wildcats. Andrew Wish, shortstop, steps in. 5-0 advantage for Minster. It's getting late. Newark Catholic with 9 outs, 3 at-bats remaining. There's a ball outside to Wiss. 1-0. He has laid down a sacrifice bunt and bounced out to second. 2 on Minster, 1 out, top of the fifth. 5-0 cushion Wildcats in the D7 state championship. Curveball thrown by Hess, and it's plucked into left field by Wiss. It falls in front of the left fielder. Runners move up a base. They're loaded for the Wildcats. Good piece of hitting by Wiss, who instinctively took that outside corner two-seamer to the left side of the field and dropped it into left field. About a three-quarter swing right on the barrel, just textbook. Base is full now for Connor Schmiesing, as the Wildcats have an opportunity to bust this game wide open if it isn't already. Outfield for Schmiesing straight away. He's got good wheels. Third baseman up. The pitch to Connor, a knee-high strike. Nothing and one on Schmiesing. Schmiesing reaches out, and he paces the line drive single to left. The left fielder comes in charging. He's got a play at the plate, but can't pick it up cleanly. Bobbles it once, twice. 2-run score. Minster 7 and Newark Catholic nothing. Wiss and Schmiesing into the order, producing for Minster. Oh, what a win that was for the Minster Wildcats. It wound up 8-0 over Newark Catholic as they earn a state championship in Division 7 baseball, the fourth state title in baseball for Minster. Mike Wiss, the head man. His son, Andrew, had 3 hits in the game. He laid down a great bunt up the third baseline and a couple base knocks to the outfield as well. Minster was stellar defensively. They hit the ball hard. Grinded out 10 hits against Newark Catholic. End of the order was outstanding. Of course, Lewis Magato pitched the gem in the state semifinal. And it was Kausen Niemeyer who combined for the shutout pitching effort in the state championship game. Minster Wildcats winning state championships in 25, 2017, 11, and 12 under head coach Mike Wiss. Halftime here at Minster High School Football on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, I'd like to remind you that the Sydney Frisches has never left. It's still here in Sydney, and it's going strong, as popular as ever. Frisches in Sydney on Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. Frisch's favorites have been enjoyed and have passed the test of time now for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, outstanding vegetable soup and chili, and that delicious hot fudge cake. Pumpkin pie, too, at Frisch's. It is superb. And don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, open 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. That's Frisch's in Sydney, still going strong. You'll enjoy Frisch's each night of the week till 10. And take advantage of the summer basket special at Frisch's. Either shrimp or chicken strips or whitefish, along with fries and a drink for $9.99. If you'd like, add the salad bar. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, still going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Once again, that Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Gas Pumps awards a special public service organization each month with one penny from every gallon sold at the market. And this month, it's Fort Loramie's FCCLA. That's the Gallon Giveback Program at the Fort Loramie Schaefer Market. And online ordering for Schaefer Propane and online bill pay for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane are available at the website schaeferoil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R-Oil.com. Online ordering for Schaefer Propane and online bill pay for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane can be made at schaeferoil.com. Well, we're about a minute away from the start of our third quarter. It will be a continuous clock. St. Henry's in the lead 32-0 over Minster here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Up Hillsman for St. Henry has just received the opening kickoff of the second half back at his 15, and he broke a few tackles up at the 25 to 30, scooted to the boundary, and it was toppled into the St. Henry bench across the way. Flags flew. He produced yardage across the 50 all the way to about the Minster 40. Terrific return by Hillsman after a great first half by St. Henry, which leads 32-0. Opening second, third quarter, there was a marker thrown into the St. Henry bench, and it had to be a roughness call against Minster, no question about it.
Yeah, it was a late hit for sure, and that hit hobbled him into the St. Henry bench. They let the clock run for this. I thought if it was injury timeouts, maybe they let it run for late hits like this, but I guess it's no injury timeout, so you just let the clock roll. Already a minute and a half's rolled off in this third quarter. We haven't even had a snap.
Exactly. Kickoff return, then a discussion regarding a penalty, and we're down to 10 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Continuous clock. St. Henry in front, 32-0. Two receivers far left for Charlie Werling. He takes the handoff, or I should say he takes the snap in the offensive backfield, and then deals to Speck. Speck, the running back, cracks down to the 21, the 20. Tempers are flaring, and we may have another penalty. Oh, boy. It is getting a little contentious.
And I think that first half was just really rough for Minster, and just some frustration coming out of halftime. Not the way you want to display it there with the two personal fouls in two plays. Just got to be a little more disciplined on the Wildcats side.
And the message may have been to the Minster football players. Hey, we were out physicaled that first half. They've come out and maybe have been physical the wrong way.
Yeah, it's gonna.
St. Henry started to come up to the line of scrimmage inside the 15, but the ball was not marked for play at the right spot. The clock during all of this commotion is still running, and 3 minutes are gone in the third quarter.
Clock. We're a quarter of the way through the quarter. And we've had one snap. We've had two discussions of personal. I get the point of the running clock, but in stuff like this, you got to pause it.
I think the men in stripes are trying to sort out this last penalty call, and it is a personal foul against Minster, at least one additional penalty. New line of scrimmage is the 11. Goal to go. Well, no, it's not goal to go. Why should I say that?
I think it's about. It's on the 10. It's really, right on the 10.
Really close.
Yeah.
And already 3 minutes and 40 seconds gone here in the second half. And Charlie Whirling runs it outside left tackle. He won't go down. 4-3-2-1. He is hit at the goal line. Over. But there is, guess what, another penalty.
I think it's coming back. I think that was a hold on the St. Henry side. And that's going to come back here.
7:58 left to go here in the third. And it's 32-0 in favor of St. Henry. Major penalty against the Redskins. New line of scrimmage will be outside the 20 at the 21. What a screwy start to a second half of high school football.
I don't like that management right there by the officials. These kids don't play high school football. They get limited amounts of games in their lives, and I know it's going all St. Henry's way, but just to have 5 minutes blow off the clock like this is, in my opinion, a little ridiculous.
And probably 3.5 to 4 minutes of it was the result of delay in conversation by referees.
Yeah, and you don't see that in any other sport. But you don't see it in, I mean, if it was a tighter contest, you wouldn't see all that time roll off the clock, but... It's got
running play by St. Henry, short yardage picked up to about the 18 of the Wildcats. 6:55 to go, continuous clock, third quarter, 32-0 St. Henry. Receiver to the right, Whirling at quarterback. He was shaken up briefly in the first half of play, got his bell rung after he threw a forward pass, but he's fine now. And looky there, he throws a bullet. Back right corner of the end zone. Minster breaks it up just in the nick of time. Marker down at the 10. We've had a lot of yellow flags in the first 5 minutes plus of the third quarter.
Yeah, let's see what it is there.
And again, the officials meet, take time off the clock while having dialogue. Let's hope they're talking about the penalty and not where to go out to dinner tomorrow night.
Yeah, I hope not. But Schwartz is in there at quarterback on that play, made that throw. He came in briefly when Whirling got knocked down in the first half.
Well, Schwartz is a tall dude.
Yeah.
He is a good-looking young prospect at quarterback for St. Henry behind Whirling. 6'3", 180, sophomore. I think I remarked earlier he was a freshman, but he's the understudy to Whirling and a really good one. Penalty is stepped off. St. Henry's got the ball at the 10, and it is second down and 8. Well, we've had forward, backward, 3 steps up, 2 steps back, and here's where we are. It is Schwartz at QB, way back at the 25, the 20. He finds a man open, middle of the end zone, and it is caught. Yes, received by Bo Ulenick.
Wow.
6'1", 180-pound junior, Bo Ulenick. Found a spot in the deep part of the end zone between two safeties, an area in the zone that was uncovered. And the quarterback, Schwartz, for St. Henry, filtered a ball right into that zone where Ulenick ran to. The quarterback, Schwartz, bought time, rolling out to the left. And the sub for Whirling throws a touchdown pass one possession St. Henry, just a small handful of plays, taking 7.5 minutes off the clock. Extra point is good. St. Henry 39, Minster nothing. 4:35 to go in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Yep, another very good kickoff return by Tyler Bergman of Minster. He's had a workout returning kicks from St. Henry's Owen Zimmerman. And that was a good route up the near side across the 35 to the 40. New line of scrimmage for Minster is at the 38-yard line. Update score, Versailles 19, Marion Local 7.
Wow.
A shocking upset in the making.
Wow, and definitely a lot of people, what is it, at about 69 wins in a row for the Flyers. Definitely upset alert time now. We know St. Henry had them on the ropes a couple weeks ago, but, man, Tim Goodwin's team is definitely on the ropes.
Here is Minster running, and it's a negative 3.
And just to add to the success of Marion, the last time they lost a regular season game was actually against this Minster squad back pre-COVID, 2019. That is crazy. I was still in my sophomore year of college.
And we've got Versailles Anna next week on scoresbroadcast.com.
Yeah. Anyone can beat anyone. I don't know which coach said that in the pregame interview. I thought that was so good.
Yep.
Such a good point. And even a team like Marion's proven that they're human right now.
Yep, Seth Whiting and I talked about the parity in the league, the MAC, in the span of 3 weeks. Anna beat Coldwater. Coldwater beat Minster. Prior to all that, Minster beat Anna.
Yeah.
And we've got Versailles Anna next week. Minster just ran the ball wide left. No gain. 3rd and 13 for Minster. Net yardage for the Wildcats has got to be puny.
Yeah, it was in the first half. And taking a look at some of these stats that Bruce Monning gave us, only 21 rushing yards, only averaging just 2 yards a carry. It's about Cincinnati Bengals level offense.
Uh-oh, Carson Kaler throwing deep and late over the middle. That's a mistake. Intercepted by St. Henry at the 36-yard line and run back to the 48 of Minster. 2 minutes left here in the third. 39-0 St. Henry on the change of possession. Wow, we knew the St. Henry Redskins were pretty good. In a couple of weeks, we're going to get a chance to see Marion Local at home against Anna. But hard to believe, as well as St. Henry is playing, Marion Local beat the Redskins 21-14.
Boy.
Parity in the MAC for sales, upsetting Marion Local at the moment, 19-7. And we probably will be close to done with this game before that one ends.
Yeah, and I'm trying to, again, look at WCSM radio if I can get anything. But Flyers just answered with a big touchdown with 11 seconds in the third quarter.
Ooh.
So it's 19-14 now. They're about on time with what we are right now, and we're late in the third quarter with a running clock.
19-14, a quarter to go. Marion Local Versailles. Tigers up 5.
Remember, during this run that Marion has had, they also almost, Purcells almost beat Marion.
Oh, my goodness. Here's the quarterback for St. Henry, the backup, Schwartz, from the 48-yard line. He's off to the races, sprinting wide. Hash mark, numbers near sideline. Out racing Mincer defenders all the way to pay dirt. It's a touchdown.
Wow.
Landon Schwartz streaking to the end zone, picking right up where Charlie Whirling left off. What a tandem. Two outstanding QBs. Whirling, a 6'2 senior. Schwartz, a 6'3 soft. And the lead for St. Henry swells to 45-0. Extra point here for Zimmerman. Final 15 seconds of the third quarter. And he booms it up toward the uprights. It is sailing off to the right. It is no good. He sliced that one. 45-0 St. Henry. On scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
At the end of three quarters here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, 45-0 St. Henry over Mincer. Understand that Fort Loramie is in front of Spencerville. 21-7 after three, starting the fourth. Versailles 19, Marion Local 14. That could be a statewide shocker, yeah, right there.
Well, and looking at from what we're getting on our Twitter updates and everything, look like when Versailles scored, they did that old classic smash ground and pound tiger ball. Took up 9.5 minutes of clock to be exact in that third quarter to plunge ahead 19-7. Marion with a big, quick response, 19-14. Marion's been on the ropes a lot of times. Versailles had him on the ropes one time, too, but not right now. Again, right now, Versailles says Marion on the ropes.
Kickoff return, Mincer from the 9 to the 28, and that's where the Wildcats start. First down, 10 yards to go. It has been all St. Henry, total domination. Right out of the chute. Mincer's only got, what, three first downs?
Yeah,
Brandon?
I think it was three. It was two at the half. They got one there quickly there before that interception.
St. Henry, so senior-laden, very experienced, huge offensive and defensive lines. We talked about it in the pregame with Wildcats head coach Seth Whiting. He said, yeah, this defensive and offensive front for St. Henry, they could be matched right up with D1, D2,
yeah,
good clubs around the state,
yeah,
in the top two divisions.
St.
Henry's line is that experienced, that big, and that good. It is skilled. They have been earth movers all night long. Here's Minster running on first and 10. Dom Meyer for three. Second down and seven for the Wildcats with 10.5 to go here in the fourth.
Yeah, and you were right. This player's four. St. Henry could match up with D1. I know I mentioned in pregame that they played Salina, and I talked to Salina coach, and they, it's like, that's the biggest line we're going to see all year. Of course, playing in the WBL, playing teams like St. Mary's Wapak. You see some big, big offensive linemen, so that's a compliment there.
Minster's Carson Kaler still at the helm. There's a first down run outside left tackle, 35, 40, 41, 42 yard line. First and 10 for the Wildcats. Nice run outside left tackle.
Ty Hine there.
I was going to say that's Hine, new ball carrier for the Wildcats in. He made a good sprint to the outside. Line of scrimmage 42. Line to gain across the 50 at the St. Henry 48. Wildcats run it again. The play stacked up at the 45. Second down and seven here. Last running play by Fancher, Taylor Fancher. 6 foot, 165 pound junior. Second and seven once more for Minster. The ball 5 yards short of the 50. 3 minutes played in the fourth. 9 to go. 45-0 St. Henry, which has scored a safety tonight, a field goal, numerous extra points, PATs, several touchdowns, end sweep to the left. Minster ball carrier runs out of room. It is Hine to the 50, over it to the 47 of St. Henry. He's got the first down with a couple yards to spare. Ty Hine, a 5'6" off. Both teams playing a lot of reserves. It's one of those nights where the second stringers can get some good quality action. 8.5 to go in the game. Minster trying to avert being shut out tonight. Line of scrimmage, the 49 of St. Henry. Here is Fancher, who's at quarterback now for Minster, handing off to Hine. He swarmed for a 2 yard loss behind the line of scrimmage. Fancher, the QB for Minster, 6 feet, 165, a junior, in there now for Carson Kaler. Landon Schwartz on the field, quarterback for St. Henry, in place of Charlie Worling. Both teams have substituted freely here in the second half of this 45-0 blowout rout in favor of St. Henry. Minster at the line of scrimmage is second and 12 upcoming, just short of the 50-yard line. Fancher lobbing left flat. It is wide of the mark. No good. Incomplete at the St. Henry 46, intended for Hess. Brady Hess, also a sophomore. Third down upcoming for Minster. Running clock. It didn't stop on that incompletion. It's still running. Down to just over 7 to go here in the fourth. And I'll tell you what, Brandon, the continuous clock creation was a superb one.
Yeah, and it's definitely making games flow. I think still one minor flaw with it, if anything, is definitely what we saw that debacle at the beginning of the third quarter, where yeah, we spent literally the first 5 minutes of the third quarter deciding two penalties, which I thought was a little bad on the parts of the officials. But other than that, it gets the game flow. Of course, the football being such a heavy contact sport, I think it helps out a little bit.
Running play, Minster results in lost yardage. Fourth and 13. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 47. 6:21 to go in the fourth. 45 zip in favor of St. Henry. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. A number in Minster, SecureCom, Precision Strip, Wygant Real Estate and Development, also in Minster. Burke Petroleum, a fine sponsor in Minster. The punt by Meyer, returned by St. Henry from the 25 up to about the 29. And that's where the Redskins start. First down, 10 yards to go. 29-yard line. Thanks to Fox Supply, located just south of Minster, between Fort Loramie and Minster. Another local sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll tell you all about Fox Supply in just a moment. Here is Schwartz, the quarterback, keeping for St. Henry, and he glides over left tackle. A wave of white jerseys out in front. He picks up six. Second down and four. Next week, Versailles at Anna. Tonight, Versailles at home. Last we heard, beating Marion Local 19-14 early on in the fourth.
Let's see if we get any update.
Fort Loramie was ahead of Spencerville 21-7. Fort Recovery had a two-touchdown lead on New Bremen.
Yeah.
And Anna was up 21-0 over Delphi St. John's early in the fourth. Running play, St. Henry, good enough for first down yardage to the 40-41. First and 10 for the Redskins. Geyer in off the bench now for St. Henry. Jacob Geyer, 5'10", sophomore, 175-pounder. Ran the ball from scrimmage. Picked up the first. Here's the quarterback, Schwartz. Deals to Geyer again, right up the middle. Behind his center, he churns for 5 or 6 to the 46-yard line. We are down to 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Next week, Minster right here against New Bremen.
It's a big rivalry.
And Parkway is at St. Henry. Minster closes out with New Bremen, Versailles, Marion Local, Fort Recovery. Three very winnable games there. Minster is going to need to win maybe three, for sure two, possibly three, to make the postseason top 12 right now. Mm-hmm. Coming into this game tonight, Minster was at 13. And, of course, this setback won't help the computer point total. St. Henry, number two in this region of D7 behind Marion Local. And as St. Henry concludes the year after tonight with Parkway at home at Delphi St. John's, home with New Bremen at Versailles, St. Henry Coldwater don't play.
Yeah, that's a rivalry that's kind of disappointing you don't see playing it this year, especially with how good St. Henry is. Coldwater dominated that series for such a while, and St. Henry's got to be poked a couple wins into the series lately, but it's kind of unfortunate that they don't match up this year.
Now, I would hope that sooner or later the MAC votes to accept a total round robin.
I hope
that
so, too.
They all play each other and fill out games 2 through 10.
That'd be great. Yep. That'd be great. Many teams are doing that. Many conferences do that. WBL does it.
Yep.
The MBL does it. The WOAC does it. Three Rivers Conference doesn't because they have such little teams, and they got to wait till week 4 for a conference play. But a lot of the schools around here that the conferences that they're in do that.
Yep. St. Henry continues to pick up first downs on the ground, having advanced the ball to the Minster 46. First and 10 running play, Geyer plows ahead for 3 or 4. Here the quarterback, Schwartz, keeps outside left tackle, lunges for 2. 41-yard line of Minster. Final 1:48 of this game. St. Henry in the lead, 45-0. That's our score. Understand Miami has gone ahead of the New York Mets 3-2 after three innings of play. Marlins 3, Mets 2.
It's actually Marlins 6-2 now, I checked.
Oh, they're pesky.
The Reds are down 1-0.
And that may be the final score.
That may be the final score. Absolutely right.
Running play, St. Henry, right guard, gain of a couple. Fourth down and 4 coming up with 1:10 left to go here in the fourth quarter of this game.
But if it makes you feel any better, Jack, the Reds got runners on the corners with one out. So,
will they advance them?
Will they? Will they?
It's called situational hitting.
Exactly. Spencer steers up at the plate.
50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. St. Henry back up to the line of scrimmage. Fourth and three. Play clock is down to 3, 2, 1. St. Henry doesn't get a play off. Delay a game penalty. Redskins will then punt it.
I think they just
continuous clock. That may end the game.
It just does it. Yeah, I think you just take the penalty, and it doesn't matter.
45-0 St. Henry blanks Minster tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Well, welcome back here to Minster. Not a good night for the Wildcats, who are drubbed by a very good St. Henry team. 45-0 Brandon Coverman alongside with the statistics which obviously decidedly in favor of the visiting team here tonight. A high-quality St. Henry club, which moves on to 5-1, and Minster is now 3-3.
Yeah, 45-0 here tonight. 14 first downs for St. Henry. They had 213 yards on the ground, 169 through the air. Quarterbacks were 8-12 in completions with one pick. So 382 yards of total offense for St. Hank tonight. Minster with three first downs. They only had 37 yards on the ground, 41 through the air, 5-12 on completions, two picks for them, 78 yards of total offense for Minster here tonight. Scoring here was 7-17 in the first quarter. Braden Heath, 37-yard touchdown pass from Charlie Whirling. The two-point conversion, no good. With 3:41 in the first, Owen Zimmerman kicked a 33-yard field goal, made it 9-0. And with 9:15 in the second quarter, Charlie Whirling had a 1-yard run. The kick was good at 16-0 St. Henry. With 3:51 in the second, St. Henry had a 6-yard run with Charlie Whirling. Made it 23-0 with the extra point good. With 52 seconds, there was a safety for on Minster with the intentional grounding, which made it 25-0. And then 22 seconds before halftime, Charlie Whirling snuck in for a 2-yard run. Owen Zimmerman kicks good. That made it 32-0 and a running clock going into the second half. And with 5:02 in the third quarter, Bo Uhlenhank caught a 9-yard pass from Landon Schwartz. And then Landon Schwartz topped off the scoring with a 48-yard run and the kick failed and made it 45-0. So, big win for St. Henry tonight. Marches on. Minster's got their work cut out. They want to make the playoffs.
Having lost two straight.
Yeah.
40-0 to Coldwater, 45-0 to St. Henry. Nobody would like to have those two clubs back-to-back on their schedule, that's for sure. Minster had the task of going to Coldwater and then coming home to play St. Henry. And St. Henry, just unbelievably good, big, highly skilled, fast. Charlie Whirling can run it, and he can throw it.
Yeah.
He's got targets downfield, and offensive linemen who are earth movers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to go with Charlie Whirling as my Clancy's player of the game. Of course, touchdown pass, a trio of them on the ground. And then for Minster, I'm going to go with Tyler Bergman. He did have some nice returns tonight, set up some good field position for Minster in the special teams. So those two are going to be Jack, my Clancy's player of the game.
This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A late score to report for you. It's a 20-19 game late in the fourth. Marion Local has gone ahead of Versailles.
Just when you think this Marion win streak might die, it's been throughout the years multiple times, it still breathes life. It's not over yet. Versailles has got time to go down, maybe make a field goal there, but Marion nods ahead.
Like to thank Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, one of our fine sponsors, a family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Owner is Deb Gubo. She's retiring from her stylist skills, and she is the owner. We've got Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Turner. as stylists at Cutaway Styling Salon. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway is our experience in your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to Deb Gubo, the owner, retiring from serving as a stylist. And those stylists again include Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Thank you so much for participating here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fox Supply, south of Minster, a sponsor on Scores Broadcast. We contract with organizations and market supplies in large volumes, supplies such as cleaning, safety, and food service supplies. We distribute those to more than 1,000 companies. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 30 years, one of the many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and to raise families. A&M Pilot on the air with us from Rushi, which got started way back in 1986. 4 decades later, A&M Pilot serves 200 more businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. These regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for our local schools. A&M Pallet pleased to promote our communities, which offer a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably, easy for me to say, affordably manufactured in Rushi, A&M Pallet. 20-19 Versailles over Marion Local. Did they get the two-point conversion?
I have still not seen an update yet, so I'm not sure. I've been checking, scrolling Twitter about endlessly for you, Jack, but I still have not gotten anything. Let me take a quick scroll here if I get an update. I still haven't got anything. So
21-7, last we heard, Fort Loramie over Spencerville. Fort Recovery was up a couple scores on New Bremen midway second half. Anna led Delta St. John's 21-0. That was late in the third. Here at Minster tonight, St. Henry dominant every which way, 45-0 over the Minster Wildcats. And we'll promote next week's broadcast when we return in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Once again, next week, Minster is playing its opponent, New Bremen, here, home game for the Wildcats. Meanwhile, St. Henry is at home against Parkway. Our broadcast coverage of Anna Versailles starts at 6:20, kickoff at 7. That game from Booster Field on the Anna High School campus for Sales Anna. And it will be me and Brandon Coverman. Yep. Once again next yep. week from Anna, right down the road from Trackside Treats.
Yeah,
and probably four or five CSX trains.
Yeah, I think if you want to put some prop bets up on anything, you could definitely do it on the amount of trains that you're going to see come through here in Anna. And like I said, when the train goes through there, sometimes the momentum shifts too, so you never know what you're going to get. But that'll shape up to be a great ball game next week. That up there, and then Minster, Scott, New Bremen, Minster playing their rivals right down 66 on Oktoberfest weekend nonetheless. So it'll be a party here in Minster next weekend for sure.
Yeah, Wildcats need two or three victories.
Absolutely.
To try to squeeze into the top 12 in the southwest region of D7. A big game for Anna next week against Versailles. Anna in D6. They've got a shot, I think, maybe at a home game, top 8. Mm-hmm. And Versailles sits in pretty good position in D5. Would love to have had computer points from a win tonight. Who knows, might still get it. Last we heard, a couple minutes to go. Marion Local 20, Versailles 19. We wrap it up from here at Minster. Thanks to our online audience. Gratitude to Brandon Coverman alongside Jack Kramer saying good evening from Minster. Final score, St. Henry 45, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.